Hey, it's Danny. Welcome to Anything Goes, and today I am joined by a very special guest who goes by Mark. He currently has 81,000 followers and is still growing on TikTok. Today I'm going to be asking him a couple questions about his TikTok, and by the end you will know all the secrets to becoming TikTok famous. Before we begin, a few quick things. First of all, I do now have an Instagram, which I will link in the description, and a new Twitter. Also, go check out Mark's TikToks, which I will put in the description, where he posts daily content. Anyways, Mark, why don't you introduce yourself to the people who do not know who you are?
Okay, what's up, everyone? My name is Mark. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a social media influencer. I make wholesome videos on TikTok and try to keep it wholesome on Instagram. And yeah, that's basically it.
All right, let's just get right into it. So if you had to sort of summarize your story or how you got to where you are now, how would you do that?
Actually, it all started quite a bit of time ago. Actually, it all started with Minecraft gameplays because they were a really big thing back in the day, and me and my friends obviously hopped on the wave. That's when I got into video and social media, and you know, everyone kind of got over it except me, and to this day, I'm still in social media, specifically TikTok. I got into it because one of my friends told me, which, by the way, shout out to him, shout out Sean, Sean Does Magic, pretty popular TikTok, but he just told me about the platform, and he was like, yo, it's kind of fun, you know, and you can grow on it and stuff. So I was like, you know, might as well try it out. And then the first video did really good, and since then, I'm just going and going.
You have 81,000, right, at the moment?
Yep.
What if you had a specific goal of a follower count or a like count, what would it be?
Honestly, the more the better, and here's why. I know it sounds egoistic when you hear it at first because, oh, he wants a lot of followers, you know? But in reality, it's just like, honestly, like, I just want to help more people, and since I produce wholesome content, a lot of people in the world need a little bit of wholesomeness in their life. So honestly, the more people, you know, watch the videos, the more people get inspired and feel happier, the better. So honestly, I don't have a specific goal, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
So your goal is to get as many people as possible so that you can inspire more in a way?
Yes.
Do you have any plans to continue growing your platform?
For sure, we're not stopping anytime soon, baby. I'm trying to help everyone, grinding videos, and yeah, we're just going.
And so you're saying that you started with a video that went pretty viral, right?
Yeah, it did really good.
Yeah, how many likes or follows? Do you have any clue how much it got?
I'm pretty sure it got like 200,000 views.
Oh, geez.
It was the first video. It did really good. And I literally, like, because of the first few videos that did really good, I gained 10,000 in a week. And that's how it all started. I had a jump start right in the beginning. So it was crazy.
So you're probably, if you didn't have that, do you think you still would have been where you are today? Like, do you think you still would have been inspired to keep going?
Definitely. I started it for fun. I did not really expect any followers. So I would probably be doing it for fun still. And you know, TikTok is a platform that eventually you're gonna get a video that does really good. So I mean, at some point or the other it would still happen, but I'd just be doing it for fun, you know?
Would you consider yourself famous with the amount of followers you have now?
No. Honestly, I do not consider myself famous in any way.
And what would you, like, at what point would you tell yourself, you know what, I have a little fame, I'm famous, basically?
Oh my gosh, that's a really good question. Honestly, I don't think I would ever consider myself famous because, you know, there's it's just a human nature. There's never enough, you know. Yeah. I might be the most famous TikToker ever and have the most following and the most likes or whatever, but I will still just not consider myself famous. I don't know. I just don't feel like I'll ever be famous. Yeah, it's not my thing, you know?
So is fame a follower count, would you say? Or is it like a loyalty thing? Is there something else to fame other than followers?
Honestly, fame is definitely not the numbers, you know? You can have a lot of followers or have a high follower count, but it's not the numbers. It's the people, you know? The following is the people. So honestly, fame, I feel like fame, in my opinion, obviously this is biased, this is my opinion, but I feel like fame is just the amount of people you helped, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, like, in the end of the day, it's the people that help you to get where you are, so.
On your TikTok, do you plan on taking the fact that you have 81,000 followers, and you sort of talked about this earlier, but do you have any plans of bringing it elsewhere from TikTok?
I'm definitely not only focused on TikTok. I also do YouTube and I also do Instagram. Oh. And so honestly, like, yes, I definitely want to be multi-platformal and just, you know, make sure everyone is supported on any platform that they have, you know, so it's just kind of fun. YouTube definitely takes way more effort.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a difference between making a 15-second video and a YouTube video.
That's true.
I don't know what I enjoy most between YouTube and TikTok. I don't think I enjoy any of them more. Like, I love both of them a lot.
You just like making videos in general?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's the great thing about TikTok is that it can almost teach you to keep posting, because on YouTube it's sort of a pretty brutal process of gaining followers, because you're not put on For You pages and you have to edit and make 10-minute videos instead of a 15-second video. So I think TikTok is honestly a great way to start. Even if you want to do YouTube, maybe start on TikTok and shout out your YouTube when you get a follower base.
That is really true. And I know a lot of the people that had their YouTubes for a long time joined TikTok, posted their snippets, and those snippets would go viral and bring traffic to TikTok as well. So, you know, you don't have to do the TikTok dances if you really, really love YouTube. Do YouTube and just post the snippets, you know? It's going to help a lot.
No, that's a good point. This is sort of a difficult question to answer, so I understand if you need some time to answer it. But if you had to summarize in general how to get famous, which is probably what everyone is here for, how would you summarize it?
I think when it comes to TikTok specifically, a few things that will help you to grow are definitely good content, because, you know, good content is what's going to attract the people. I feel like posting a lot, like 3 to 5 times a day, is the key, because TikTok is such a platform that it doesn't show the posts as in, like, chronologically, you know, it shows them randomly. So there were times when I posted a video and 2 months later it got a lot of views. So I would definitely say post 3 to 5 times a day. And trending sounds, that's also a big factor. So if you have all three of those and you're just being genuine and you're just messing around and producing good quality content, then you'll definitely succeed.
Were there, or even are there, times where you don't get as many views as you did the week before?
Of course. That's just how it is. It all comes in waves, you know? Sometimes you get a lot, and then the other week you don't get anything, so.
So how do you inspire yourself, really, to get through those moments of little followers?
One of the things when it comes to numbers is, you know, just if you look at it that way, TikTok will help you to get more views than any other platform, even when your views are down. Because I can have 80,000 followers and have a video that gets 500 views, but what are the odds I'd get those views on YouTube or Instagram, you know? So there's still eyes on your videos. And another big factor that doesn't bring me down is that, you know, numbers aren't really a key to success, you know? I don't really care about numbers as much, you know? Mm-hmm. If there's at least one person that genuinely enjoys my content, genuinely enjoys what I do, and, you know, I make their day, that is already enough for me. Like, the numbers, really, I don't pay attention to numbers. That's why I'm not brought down by them. I don't let them kind of, you know, define my mood or my content or whatever I do. So definitely, like, I obviously keep up with statistics. Not gonna be hypocritical here and say I don't check the views or check the likes. But I just don't base my success off of those. So I think that's the key to not being brought down.
So the key is what your motive is what you're saying. And you can't go in with the motive of followers and likes and statistics and
stuff. Of course.
Do you plan, or do you even now make money from your social media?
There are instances when I do, but most of the time, no, not really.
So you don't really, like, do you have any clue in your mind, which it might be hard to answer, but saying that I actually may go somewhere with this and I may make a decent living from social media?
Of course. I did have an income before with TikTok, but there was a point where they changed their policies. Mm-hmm. So usually people would make money off of the live streams, you know, people yeah. donate gifts and that's how you made money. But now they changed the policies. So you have to be above 18 to be able really? To do that. Yeah. So at this point, no, not really. But there definitely were times where I did make money. And, you know, I have a year till I'm 18 to grow. Yeah. So when I come back, I'll just have bigger audience and, you know, loyal people. And that's just how it's going to go.
At what point did you actually think about money? Like, did you go into it thinking about money at all? Or was there a certain
I didn't even know you can make money off of TikTok. I didn't even know that people can donate on the live streams until a certain point. First few times I went live, I did not even know people can do that. You know? and then I saw other people have it, and then I was like, wait a minute, that's kind of sick. So that's when I got into it, and I actually did like the little perks for each donation to just thank the viewers. Like, I would pop a confetti balloon, yeah, or like I'd write their name on the board and you know, pop balloons and do this and do that. So I would still thank the viewer who donated in a special way. And that's kind of how it went. And yeah, honestly, I didn't even think about money going into this. It was all for fun, as I said before. But I guess it turned into something a little bit bigger.
Where do you expect to be in a year, let's say? Because you were saying that you were going to grow by 18, which is probably going to happen. But where would you predict that you would be at the rate you're going now? Or is there no constant rate?
The thing with TikTok is it's such an inconsistent service. Like, it's such an inconsistent social media that you never know what's going to happen next. You know, I can post a random video and wake up with 5 million views tomorrow and all of my numbers will go up.
Yeah.
Or I could post the same video and it will all go down. So I can't exactly say where I'll be. I definitely know it's gonna, like, I'm gonna grow with time because that's just how it happens. Mm. So I can't really say the exact number, but I just know it's gonna happen.
And do you have any other specific tips for TikTok?
Honestly, probably the biggest tip when making TikToks is not caring about numbers. Because here's why. Because people get so caught up with numbers that when they get 10 views on their video, they feel the most depressed.
Yeah.
Like the most depressed person ever. Like, people depend on numbers so, so much. And that's why a lot of people give up and can't succeed, you know. But, you know, if you look at it a different way, or maybe if you will look at it the way I look at it, it will definitely help you to keep at it. And you'll definitely succeed.
Yeah. And another thing that might stop someone could be haters or people that don't like the videos and purposely leave a comment that's, you know, kind of rude. Did you ever get that? Or do you get it more now? Or did you get it more when you were small?
A lot of those come in when one of the videos goes viral. Because, you know, most of the time when you post wholesome things, you get wholesome things back, you know, that's just how it is. But a lot of the times when a video goes viral, obviously there's different groups of people that see it, so obviously there's hate, and obviously I get it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's not really that big of a deal.
And to people that, because I'm sure there are plenty of people that find it to be a huge deal, is there anything you can tell them about, like, why you don't think it's a big deal?
Yes. Actually, when I first got hate, it really got to me. Mm-hmm. And it really sucked. So if someone is dealing with it right now, I totally understand where you're coming from. But one thing I would recommend to someone getting hate is have some compassion for the people, because here's why. A person literally watched your piece of content, took the time of the day to write the comment and pour all of this trash out in the comment section. They must be in a really dark place in life to do that. They literally took the time of the day to watch it and then leave the comment. Like, I just feel bad for those people. Like, I can't imagine what they're going through, that they're that full of trash to, you know, go on people's comments and show it. So, and I know from myself, like, I'm not an angel, you know. There were times when I hated on people and did things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I did that, it did not come from a good spot. You know, I was in a dark place when I did that. But it also kind of helps your video with the statistic, because it, you know, it's a comment. So.
And this is sort of a interesting question, but it sort of goes along with, hey, do you think that if TikTok had a dislike button, it would help you, or it would just allow you to lose more motivation? Like, if you could see how many people didn't like your video, would that help you, or mm-hmm. would that sort of hurt you?
Honestly, I feel like it wouldn't affect me in either good or bad way, because, you know, there's obviously people that hate my videos but don't take the time of the day to leave a comment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people can just dislike it, and honestly, I wouldn't mind. It's their opinion. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would affect me in any way.
Do you expect to do any other collabs in the future? Is this your first one? Have you done it with other people?
I haven't been on a podcast specifically. This is my first time on a podcast, by the way. So, but I have definitely done collabs before, because I'm also a photographer and a videographer. I do a lot of different shoots outside of TikTok. And that also helped me to collaborate with a bunch of different creators, because, you know, who doesn't want Instagram photos for their feed, or who doesn't want a video, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely another thing that helped me to collaborate with a bunch of people and make new friends.
And would you suggest people collab, like, right at the beginning?
Of course. Of course. Collaborating is always good.
Yeah, it can only benefit both people, I guess.
Of course.
Like, do you think Definitely. There are any negatives to collabing?
Can't really think of the top of my head. I'm sure there are. Depends on who you're collaborating with. Maybe you might have some arguments with the person. I don't know. But off the top of my head, I can't think of too many of them. There are, but it really depends on the person. It really, because you never know how it's gonna go.
Obviously, you're a social media presence, but do you do anything outside of social media, especially when quarantine is a big thing?
Oh my gosh, yes. As I mentioned before, I do a lot of photography and videography, do some photo shoots here and there, mm-hmm. sometimes with my friends, sometimes they're just paid. I film a lot of videos. I film weddings, promo videos, ads, you know. Also, now that the quarantine is happening, I picked up piano. That's pretty fire. I'm actually doing way better than I expected. I did not know I'm that good, but that sounds so selfish. But gaming is probably another good thing. I've been killing a lot of time doing it when I don't have anything on my plate. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely another one of those. And just hang out with my friends, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Just like talking, or we can't really go out now, but.
So you wouldn't say that social media, or at least at your point, you wouldn't say social media takes up a majority of your life, or does it ever not allow you to do things because of social media?
Of course not. See, sometimes, well, there's a lot of instances when I pre-record things.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I have to go out or do something or whatever, I already have it pre-recorded. It does take a lot of time, though, because I film on a camera and I edit on my computer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the whole editing and filming process kind of takes quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more than social media, obviously. There's things that I do other than social media.
So I guess it almost sounds like quarantine is probably the best time if you wanted to start a social media.
Oh,
Because,
yes, there's so many eyes right now.
yeah, it's you just have nothing but time to do things.
That's
So
so
if you
true.
fail, then you didn't. So when there's school, how do you find the time to do all this? Or is it does it really just fit into your schedule that well?
Well, the thing is, this year, I mean, last year when I started, I did go to school
Yeah.
and I did have to manage it all and all that stuff. I came back from school at 2 and then usually made TikToks right after. One way I managed it was I usually wrote down ideas for the videos, and then when I would come home, I would just film and post.
Oh,
But
okay.
this year I'm doing hybrid classes, so I sometimes go into class, but most of the time I'm online. So
Okay.
that's just another way that I manage the time because I have it online, you know.
Yeah. And does social media ever get to your head, even when you're not getting negativity or you are getting far, that does it ever get to your head about like, why am I doing this? Or do you ever get those type of
Oh,
thoughts?
of course, obviously. I mean,
Yeah.
I feel like everyone who's creating content at some point just sits down and just, kind of wants to leave and just leave everything and give up. And, I was watching a documentary the other day about Dude Perfect. And, they're one of the biggest channels right now. And they have mentioned that there was a time when they all wanted to give it up, when they had their own jobs, when they lived separately. But, in those times, you just gotta keep going. You can't stop. You got it. You just have to motivate yourself,
That goes to show that you can have a million followers and it could still get to your head if, because a lot of people, it seems that even with me, that when I thought about starting it, it sounds like an amazing idea in my head. And, if I were to go viral, I'd be like, oh, for sure, I would keep going. But it takes a lot of time, I guess. And you got to realize that before you start, is that you're going to be dedicating a lot of your time into your social media and it doesn't always do so well.
It takes a lot of patience, a lot of effort, and you have to be pretty good at what you do as well.
Yeah, try to find, because I'm sure everyone has something they can offer on social media. It's just you got to think about it.
Yeah, no, literally nowadays, with the opportunities that internet gives us, you can monetize literally anything. One good example, Spencer X. One of the bigger TikToks, like one of the biggest TikTokers actually on the app. He is a beatboxer. If you tell people you're gonna go on the internet and make beatbox videos and have a living off of it, like make a living off of it, how many people would believe you?
Yeah.
But just because he was grinding and he was good at what he does, he made it, you know? And
Yeah.
I'm sure it took a lot of patience, it took a lot of talent and a lot of effort, and that's why he made it.
Yeah, and I'm sure some people associate TikTok with dancing, because that seems like, that's originally what TikTok was about. But now I just see it as a platform that no matter what you do, it could be the smallest thing. Is you could put it on TikTok. If you're good, I'm trying to think of a crazy example. If you're good at chugging water, something like that,
There was
post
a
it on
dude that was
TikTok.
chugging water at one point.
Yeah, you're doing it really quickly or something, and it's entertaining to people.
Everyone has their own hobbies. And now that the quarantine is here, you got a phone. You can share it. And never know how it's gonna go. You
Yeah.
know, if I didn't do wholesome videos, I'd probably do piano covers or I'd probably do gaming videos, So there's always a way to put yourself out there. It's just you gotta do it. And a lot of people don't.
Yeah, and your story is a great point. Is that I'm not saying everyone's story is going to be like this, but who knows? The first video you post, which it's not very common, but you might get 10,000 followers the first video you post because you really took time into posting it. You never know until you post it.
How'd you even start? What was the idea behind it? How'd you
So,
even get into podcasts?
no, that's a really good question because never have assumed I would have gotten to this point with what I originally thought, which was I had a huge inspiration one day out of nowhere to start a business. Because I was like, I'm 15, so it's difficult for me to make money. And I tried to think of something. I tried to think of a business that, okay, I have plenty of time to put into it. Let me try. Because who knows? I'm sure I'm not going to succeed, but maybe I will. And a lot of people said that, and this isn't supposed to sound cocky, but that I'm good at talking is what they say. And I thought of a way to incorporate that into something that I can share with other people.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I thought, why not make a podcast while I'm at it? I think it's a great way for sort of everyone who's listening to realize that, you know, all these people that I'm talking to that have a follower base on TikTok never really started as a huge account.
That's true. And I feel like that's the difference between what we do and what other people do. Because, you know, you can have the greatest idea ever. Like, you can have a $1 million idea, but if you, like, don't do anything about it, then is it really worth it? Because, see, like, if you didn't sit down, if you didn't ask the people what they think you're good at, and if you didn't do any of this, like, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing now, you know? And, like, I assume you love doing it, don't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so, like, in the long run, like, if this does really good, which I'm sure it will, dude, you can literally make a living off of this. So many people just get a normal job, make $70,000 a year, and, you know, they hate it.
Yeah.
But just because you sat down and did all of this, and you're now doing what you love, and you can potentially monetize it, like... Dude, you're literally doing what you love and you get paid. How much better can it get?
Yeah, and I think exactly what went through my mind is you're totally right. And that YouTubers and anyone on social media, a lot of people aspire to be them because you're right. You get to do what you love and you make money. But people think it's extremely difficult to get famous, and it is. It is extremely difficult, but... you can't let that be the reason you don't do it, because you don't know.
That's
someone.
True.
There are maybe 20,000 people that are famous on it on YouTube. Let's say, is that those 20,000 people had to start from zero, and say, "All right, you know, I want to try." Odds go from zero to a lot higher once you start.
That's so true. They jump up, dude. And again, this is where the real challenge begins, because. It all comes down to patience, talent, and effort. If you don't put in enough effort, you're not going to make it. If you're not talented, no one is going to watch it. And if you only make videos for a week and it does bad, you don't have the patience, you're not going to make it there. So I feel like that's another part about what we do is that we are technically our own boss. Like, you might not be making money, but you are in charge of what you do. Mm-hmm. And... see, from one side, it's good because you're not under anyone's control. But from other side, it takes so much more to get there. But it's worth it in the end of the day.
Yeah, you're right. It is great being in control of what you want, but that can be a negative because that means you could stop whenever you want. And people that work a 9-to-5 job might not like it, but they do it because they would get fired if they didn't. And you sort of have to put that pressure on yourself in a way when you are starting off, especially is saying, I can't quit. I can't because I need to make an income. And even though I'm not doing that right now, if I quit, I definitely won't.
Yes, that's really true. And I feel like, you know, I feel like in a lot of the cases, there are times when people work because they have to feed someone. Or, like, they have to feed a family. Like, sometimes people don't have the options.
Yeah.
But let's be real. If you really want it, if you really, really want it, you will find the time and you will put in the effort. If you really, really love it and you really want it, you will stay up a little late, wake up a little earlier, and you will still do it. But it really just depends on the person.
No, yeah, you're right. And I think what you're saying is completely true about staying up a little later and waking up a little earlier, because with social media, it's very easy to, let's say, get 1,000 followers or something that's pretty high but not insanely high by just, you know, spending an hour a day or spending 2 hours a day. But it's really when you genuinely lose sleep off of doing this is when you really start getting somewhere with your viewers.
That's really true. That's as accurate as it gets.
Yeah. And one more sort of question that I'm sure a lot of people are asking is, when you started, did you open up to your friends right away? Did you tell them, or did you want to keep it hidden?
Like, were you that's a good question.
Were you embarrassed?
See, TikTok at the time was the platform that no one wanted to be at. Like, well, there were obviously people that were on it, but it wasn't considered as cool as it is now. And yes, I actually did. And here's why. I started TikTok for a good reason. You know, I started making wholesome videos that were genuinely making people happy, like that were making people's day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously if I started doing TikTok dances and be an e-boy, roll my eyes, you know, throw it back, whatever it might be, I'd probably be embarrassed. But my friends are very supportive, and I'm really lucky to be with all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, just to have them in my life and kind of support them on my way there. Yes, there were some people that don't really mess with what I do.
Yeah.
But they're still my friends, you know. But that's just how it is. It's just people. You can't convince everyone.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to wrap it up there. It was really fun having you on. I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to link your TikTok and Instagram or whatever on the screen right now. So please go check that out. It really is good content. You should definitely check it out. It's going to be in the description as well. And thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you.